Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
Name any word in less than a second. I will tell you how many letters are in it. But I cannot do anything mechanically. I don't even know how to put a game together for three-year-olds.
And the Bulldog.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
One of those aforementioned, those referenced three-year-olds is on his way to the homecoming dance coming up. So that was a while ago. Homecoming tickets were purchased. Anyway, when we last spoke, and you know, we're kind of wide open here, just talking about the Ravens loss, Baltimore, Kansas City. I mean, it's pretty wide open. Are you afraid of anything? 803-0550 is the number. Should we talk about that actually before I get sideways here? Not that far sideways, but just sort of on Allen and different things. Like, is there a best result, Baltimore, Kansas City? This, I think, is maybe the number one topic today for Bills fans would be this. Who is it better to have lose? Chiefs?
I think the Chiefs. I think, well, no. Which division looks stronger? I think the AFC West. Burrow's hurt. How much do you believe in Pittsburgh? That depends. I mean, they're 2-1. But I'd have to really look at at each team's schedule running through, and I have not done that. And I think maybe if you want to really answer this question with all the information, maybe you should do that too, but I haven't done it yet. I know we've run through it different days, but I just don't have it memorized.
Pittsburgh is going to Pittsburgh again, I think.
Sure. All right.
Minnesota in Dublin this Sunday morning. Bye week. Browns, Bengals.
I think the Chiefs will have a harder time winning their division. I want to say win or lose this game. Then Baltimore will have winning their division, win or lose this game. They have the same record right now, right? They're both 1-2. I think there's more competition in the AFC West than there is in the AFC North. It's not a blowout, but the Burrow injury really impacts that.
If not for that,
I think it might be close to a push. I don't know that I would be able to make this point, but I think right now, I think it's at least right now to make the point. Mm-hmm. So I think if you agree with that, if you think KC is going to, I know they're a bigger boogeyman for us than the Ravens have been. But there's also the thing that like the Ravens are, seems a tougher matchup for the Bills than the Chiefs, even though the Bills beat the Ravens. It seems a little backwards. I know, but a lot of sales been saying that for years. I think that you'd rather play the matchup game that favors the Bills versus the Chiefs more than it does Ravens, even though they keep losing them in the playoffs. But if you think the Chiefs are going to have a harder time, win or lose, they get to 2-2 this week. They're still going to be looking up at the Chargers. The Broncos could be tied with them. And I'm going to leave the Raiders by the side of the road for now. But those other two teams, I think, make it likely that the Chiefs will have a harder time winning the division than Baltimore. If Baltimore falls to 1-3, I still think they're going to win. They'll probably still be the favorite to win that
division. I think so.
So
I'm looking right now. I know they're the favorite today.
Right. I would think that even if they lose another game, just because of the state of things, I think I want. What do I want? I think I want the Chiefs to win. I think it's better if the Chiefs win. I'm more worried about Baltimore. They've done this before. Like they were they not 1-2 last year? Even Baltimore, they had a weird loss at home to the when they saw the Bills.
They lost to the Raiders.
Yeah,
at home.
Anyway, I just feel like
and then the Browns.
They could get off the mat more quickly from 1-3, and so
they were 0-2 last year.
Okay.
They lost in Kansas City in the opener.
Right.
And then they lost to the Raiders at home.
All right.
They won in Dallas, and then they blasted us.
Blasted the Bills. So I still am more respectful of the Ravens. So I think I'd rather ding them and let the Chiefs get to 500. I reserve the right to change my mind the more things I read and hear as the week goes by. But sitting here today, I'm reasonably confident that's where I'm going to land. I even, within talking here for 3 minutes, I couldn't even keep it straight because they're both so good.
I don't know.
I don't think it's real easy either way, but if I got to decide right now, I think go Chiefs.
If the is as ordinary as Kansas City has looked, I think if the Ravens actually win in Kansas City, they're going to feel like they have felt Baltimore.
Right.
I think most people think the Bills and Ravens are close to equivalent. The standings will tell an important story, home field and a bye week maybe and all of that. I think maybe last night touches that up a little bit because the Ravens defense is really hurting and the Lions just rolled through them pretty much all night. And that isn't really the narrative with Baltimore. Like last year, their pass defense was bad, but they got it right. But they've got pretty big injuries and they could not hold up last night to Detroit. So that might make you think there's more separation there, despite what week one looked like. I mean, every week is different. I think if the Ravens win in Kansas City, the story is the Chiefs and whether it's over. I mean, they're a slight underdog. It's not like they're a huge underdog or anything like that. But I think if the Ravens win, almost no matter what, your shouty shows are like, is it over for Kansas City?
Because that's already happening now, kind of.
It's already happening, and they go Jacksonville, Detroit. Jacksonville away. I mean, it's sort of the equivalent of the Giants game, a night road game against a lesser team. Then Detroit at home, Vegas, Washington at home. Then they come here. How many losses can you afford?
Yeah.
Six?
They're also, they're with that schedule, that's why I said like I'd want to put that into the blender here as I'm trying to concoct, you know, my scenario here. There's maybe another loss, and with that schedule, you feel like they could get buried. There's a point to be made here that I left out, and that is that the Bills already have the head-to-head on Baltimore because they've beaten them. And as down as Kansas City looks, If they were to win this game and then win until they get to the Bills, I'm gonna want to beat them. The game's here, but I don't have that in my pocket yet, right? So Baltimore, because of that, is by a half a game less of a threat right now because I have them and I head to head. If we tie, I got you. I don't have that on the Chiefs yet, and they can still get it on me. So maybe that pushes it to the Baltimore side.
That's right.
Like get Baltimore the win because if all they do is catch up to me and never actually pass me, I've got them. Whereas I do not have that advantage on Kansas City yet. So maybe them getting dinged with a third loss is the better scenario because who knows what's going to happen when they come here in week 9.
I think that's right, and I think there is a greater chance that the Chiefs just can't get there than there is for the Ravens. I'd have a very tough time imagining Baltimore missing the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all that matters. You know, like if the Ravens get a wild card and go to Indianapolis or something, okay, like who would you pick? Like that, it's hard for me to imagine the Ravens miss. That's with their schedule in mind, too. That's the Burrow injury. Do they even split with the Steelers? Like, that's probably the least that they would do. Another Browns game at Miami. They're home for a month after Sunday. Houston, Rams, bye week, Bears. Jets are in here. Patriots at home. Hard for me to imagine the Ravens lose seven games. Even that could do it. That could still be enough.
Yeah.
But 10-7, I could see the Chiefs getting to seven losses. Detroit, well, Baltimore.
Right.
Detroit, Bills, at Denver, Colts, Chargers, Denver again.
The Charger game is in Kansas City. That was a yes. LA home game that yes. was played in Brazil. Okay.
December.
Clarify, make sure.
Yeah. I can see them losing seven.
Yeah.
That's, you know, LA wins the West. Then you've got Denver, if they can earn a split there, the Colt game, the Charger game, the Bills game. Like, it just feels, I think the tensions are high there.
Yeah.
And maybe they're in Baltimore, too. Last night, hurt. That's a very good team that beat them.
Right. I don't think there's any, I mean, there's, I mean, we'd be doing what we do. We'd be picking it apart, and just like we always do. But, yeah, that is maybe the story outside of, you know, the Ravens and Derrick Henry fumbling again and their inability to score from the 1 yard line with that backfield is Detroit's back. You know, who did they punch up on last week?
Bears.
Right. Okay, great. Right. They look pretty meek in week one, and okay, they just cruised against not a team at their level or supposed level. And then last night they went in there and they just put the brass knuckles on. I mean, that was really impressive. And I feel like they're back to whatever level they've been at last night sort of gets you to, okay, they're still that team. The coordinator's left. Okay, sure. But they're still that team. Seven sacks on that offense is borderline incredible to me.
How many games ago is Josh Allen being sacked? A total of seven times. I mean, that's many games ago.
Right. So, yeah, I think my process was flawed at inception here. I should have thought about the tiebreaker the Bills already have on Baltimore before I rushed to, you know, Kansas City and all that. That's a pretty big, that's maybe the biggest piece is that I have an advantage on them if we end up with 13 wins each.
Here's Joe with us. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Thank you.
So you guys were discussing, like, who do you think it would be, who's it better for us to lose, the Chiefs or the Ravens? I would definitely say it's probably better for the Ravens to win. I definitely agree with you. Even if they win or lose, the Ravens are still going to win the AFC North. Like, Pittsburgh, you know, they always fall apart in the second half. But, like, honestly, even, like, just so far, they haven't looked as good as I thought they would be. So they might be falling apart early. And then, you know, the Bengals without Joe Burrow, forget about it. And then, you know, the Chiefs, like, they didn't look good last year, and they were somehow winning these one-score games. And, like, this year, they still look terrible. I mean, they look a little worse. And, you know, luckily they're not winning, except for, the, you know, this past Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you think about it, like, the Ravens are already three games behind the Bills. It is extremely unlikely that they could take the one seed because they would have to win out, and we have to lose three games. Like, who are we losing to on our schedule three times? Like, if they lose again, forget about it. Then they're four games behind us. There's no way they pass us in that case. So I think they're going to suck. So if they win, it really doesn't matter. I don't think they're going to win their division. I think it'd be better for us for the Ravens to win. That would put the nail in the Ravens' one seed coffin. Like, no way. They're done.
If they lose?
Yeah, if they lose. That's
okay. Okay. So we're on Kansas City.
Yeah, I think it's better if Kansas City wins.
Okay. I think maybe he turned the whole way around during the conversation.
I did, just like I did. I want all things. I want all the things. It's real. I think what we learned here between the caller and myself, sorry if all of this seemed inept, it's really close. I mean, I think there's a compelling case to be made on both sides of that.
Here's another way of looking at it. Why do we follow sports? Why do we love it? In theory, it makes us happy. We like the joy of, you know, the result we want. By far, Bills fans would...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rather see Patrick Mahomes lose than the Ravens. Bills fans can stick their chests out when it comes to Baltimore, including week one.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you know, the standings are the standings. Let's see you win next time, Baltimore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, their reputation now is losing the big ones, even maybe more than the Bills is. It's close. They're the same. At worst for the Bills, they're the same. So, you know, watching, isn't it super rich when you're a fan of a team to, you know, watch a home team lose, another home team lose? Like, that's the best. Watching Kansas City lose at home to anybody, it's rare, but it feels great. Tastes great. Maybe did that not happen when they lost to Philadelphia in week two? Wasn't there, like, sort of a,
yeah,
you know,
yep,
a satisfaction yep. with that?
Yep.
And it's still Baltimore winning, but I don't think, like the caller sort of said, I don't think you really have to worry about the Ravens, at least for now, in the standings. You said it too.
Yeah.
Kansas City is the one because Kansas City still gets to play you. And if they get right.
Right. Right. And they presumably will have, I would expect, both Worthy and Rice. We'll see what else happens between now and then. It's still a ways off. But they could be a very different looking offensive team.
By week nine.
That's by week nine. Right. So, and far be as rocky as it looks for them right now, I don't want to be sitting here assuming wins over a team of that caliber that is capable of what they've been capable of. You know, and again, that can change if they look lousy again for another week or two, that will get maybe less appropriate to point out. But for right now, it's still so early. Yeah. It's so close. It last night was an example of this to me. Like, what are we here for, right? We're here for what? We're here for our gambling parlays. We're here for our fantasy football.
Two.
We're here for fun. We're enjoyment. And I'm getting texts from my friends last night. This game is incredible. You know, and it was. You got you know, big plays, great plays, and the result that I think, you know, most of us wanted. Because that's an NFC team on the other side of Baltimore last night. So, of course, you know, there's no harm in the Lions winning the game. You're rooting for that harder. You know, it's easier to see where there's no gyrations like we just spent 20 minutes going through on the Ravens and the Chiefs. Like, who do I want to win? It's easy. NFC team, go Lions. And, you know, they got there. And that scored very highly, that game.
Yes. Here is Ken next. Hi, Ken.
Hi, guys. So I was kind of battling back and forth between the two. At first, I was thinking Baltimore because, let's see, maybe we pair up. I think they're the scarier one usually that we pair up against because of the dual threat. Then I started thinking probably Kansas City I'd rather see lose. And the reason being is different from what you guys are giving. I see that, you know, shortly after they're going to get Rashid Rice back, Worthy could come back. I think I'd like to have that cushion now because I could see them making a run here if they start getting the deep threats and their wide receiving and their passing game going. And our secondary is a little weaker, so I don't like that matchup as much. And they seem to be able to pull it out when they need to, when they get their key players back. But right now they're just relying so much on Kelce, and he's just not the same guy. On the other hand, too, I'm also thinking Baltimore. We've got the tie lead, but also Henry. He's not playing himself. Three fumbles in a row, that's not him. Does that play on his psyche? And as the season goes on, with the wear, the tear, the age, kind of a blueprint by Detroit, maybe how you want to guard him. do we see them start being more easily to defend against Henry? Does it get into him so that he doesn't want to fumble the ball, so he doesn't run as hard, or he tries to protect the ball so much more that he isn't as free to maneuver like he likes to? So all those factors in there, I think I'm going to lean towards Kansas City.
Okay. Thanks, Ken. I want to talk – we can talk about the wide receivers Chiefs point too, but you mentioned earlier watching Derrick Henry's reaction to his lost fumble. What's going on in that guy's head? Like, does he – I mean, this is a leap, but does he sort of sense that he's not Derrick Henry? Like, he never fumbled. He's fumbled in three straight games, and two were critical lost fumbles. Ravens recovered the one in Cleveland.
Deep in his own territory, fourth quarter both times.
Right. Yeah. So what is that reaction? Like, you can't really blame anybody else for that. You know, he's not mad at his quarterback or his line, right?
Right.
Like,
that's not a caller or anything. Right. It's him. Right.
He's just sort of freaking out that just happened. He sort of slams his helmet and falls back onto the bench.
Awkwardly, in a way that a man my age would hurt himself if I threw myself onto a piece of furniture that way. Like, it was just very, he seemed really out of sorts. More than just mad, right? The helmet slam is mad. You see that, like that, the way he flung himself on the bench. He almost missed the bench is what happened there, I think. It was very, very strange.
Did he come back in the game? So his snap percentage for the game was 49%. I mean, they used Justice Hill on third downs, and if I'm a Ravens fan, I'm pissed about Keaton Mitchell because he doesn't dress now. He's a dynamic running back, showed it in the preseason, showed it in the league before he got hurt. And John Harbaugh got a question about him a week or two ago, and he said, look, we can't really dress him because we got guys above him. And when he's on the field, everybody knows what's coming. Here's a different way of looking at it. How about put your best players on the field? I mean, Justice Hill, no offense. Or maybe offense, actually. Mm-hmm. Maybe mm-hmm. offense. Mm-hmm. The other guy's great. What do I know? But, you know, that's just sort of a weird, twisted kind of analysis, I think, is like, well, no, he's too good. Or he didn't say that. It's just like, it's too much of a tell what we're going to run. How about come up with something else then? How about a new idea? So it doesn't have to be that way. Can you imagine a coach saying that? Like, you know, we can't play this guy because teams will know what that means. Do they have to? That's bad. 49%, Henry. And he might have taken a snap or two after that fumble, but he's not on the field for their comeback effort. Like, they're down, what? They're down 10 after that. The Lions get a field goal after the fumble, maybe, and now it's a two-score game, and, you know, it's they go up 7. They're up 4 at the time of the fumble. They go up 7.
They get a field goal there, right, and then they get another score late.
I don't see Derrick Henry's name in the play-by-play after the fumble. 8:31 left. He might have been on the field, but he doesn't get the ball. Or a target.
I think he was on the field because I was paying particular attention to him because of my already admitted gambling interest. But him not getting a touch sounds right.
He did not get a touch or a target. Not that he gets targets anyway. Yep. After his fumble. That probably didn't make him feel better.
Yep.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 8:03, 5:50, Baltimore, Kansas City on Sunday. Chiefs and Bills here on WGR, 1 o'clock kick. We'll be right back.
Saints and Bills.
What did I say? Chiefs?
Yep.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Mm-hmm.
If the Chiefs did have to play both teams, would they beat either one? Saints, he's looking past it, folks. Saints and Bills, Sunday at 1. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.